Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Hitta Home Safety Products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Did you know that your detectors need to be replaced every 5 to 10 years? Hitta detectors feature enhanced sensing technology that reduces false alarms and fast alerts for more time to get out safely. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Hitta safety products.
Save big money at
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Cracking. This is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Monday. There's so much debris to uncover from the weekend, but we're going to get down to all of it.
Yes, yes.
Hudson and Omarosa, they got new gigs.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Congratulations.
Plus, last night was the biggest night of music. Also, the biggest night in Real Housewives of Atlanta. There was a lot going on, Portia.
Yes, it was.
We're going to get the details from the source herself. Mm-hmm. But Housewives of Atlanta was not the only show bringing the heat. Let's talk about the Grammys. James Corden was the host. It was the 60th annual Grammy Awards in New York City. And Bruno Mars, he dominated the night, winning 7 Grammys, including the Album of the Year Award.
All I wanted to do with this album was that. And you know, those songs were written with nothing but joy. And for one reason and for one reason only, and that's love. And that's all I wanted to bring with this album. And hopefully I could feel that again and see everybody dancing and everybody moving.
He won awards you didn't even see. Like, you got to see 6 of them on TV. He won some stuff off the clock as well.
Yeah.
He's awesome. We love Bruno now.
He is. I think they need to just go ahead. Justin Timberlake just needs to bring him back for Super Bowl. I'm sorry. I mean, Bruno needs to be a part of everything.
Bruno is our Michael Jackson, like you said earlier.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got his scandals out of the way early. He got busted with some cocaine
fun.
Back in the day. And
I know.
Right. About that since then.
We don't want to hear nothing bad about Bruno Mars.
We
okay?
won't accept it.
Not
won't.
A damn thing.
But the biggest snub of the night came on behalf of Jay-Z. He walked into the show being nominated with 8 awards. And I say snub in air quotes because here's the thing. Jay-Z got nominated for 8 Grammys, but this was one of the most aggressive years to be nominated as an
it
artist.
It really was.
Everybody bought their A game
this year. No, they really did.
Yeah, aggressive year.
You don't give out participation trophies.
No,
this was
it's
a
not.
Challenging
it
year.
It was. In every category, I felt like, I was like, damn,
was
he not going
to
win. It wasn't a category where I was like, he going
to
take it. I already knew Rihanna and Kendrick Lamar going to take it. Bruno going to take it. Like, it just was hard.
But, you know, the snubs aside, air quotes, it was actually Blue Ivy who stole the show after she was spotted shushing her parents for clapping.
That was a sign of showing everybody that Blue Ivy runs that house, okay?
Hello?
When she says quiet down,
you
she means quiet down,
honey.
Okay?
Like, we don't clap for others unless we're being awarded off.
I know, right?
Now, Patti LuPone rocked the spot with her performance of Don't Cry For Me, Argentina. Oh. But apparently, Black Twitter didn't read it too good. They got their patties mixed up, and they thought Patti LaBelle was going to get out there and rip, and no.
Actually, I did, too. I must say, when
what?
They said Patti LaPone, I thought they said Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
So when they zoomed in, I was like, damn, Patti sure got light. I wonder if she wearing a lighter foundation.
No, we.
And I was like, oh, LaPone. I was upset. I was waiting on Patti to kill it.
That's what's wrong with Black folks now. We just hear one thing and run with it.
Well, if you discredit the fact that Rihanna did get a trophy with Kendrick Lamar for royalty. Alicia Cara was the only woman to take home a Grammy. Janelle Monáe, Cyndi Lauper, Camila Cabello, Julia Michaels, and a whole bunch of other women showed up, you know, to support the Time's Up and Me Too movements by participating in Kesha's emotional performance of Praying.
That was touching.
Very.
Yeah, that was such an emotional performance.
That was a very moving moment last night, but it was Rihanna's performance that generated the meme of the night. Now, fans had a lot to say that, you know, she was looking thicker than a snicker and all that, but many got a kick out of her facial expressions while she was singing Wild Thoughts, and one fan tweeted, "When she hungry and finally gets some food."
That's not nice.
Nah, but I like thick Rihanna.
I love thick Rihanna.
Like, thick Rihanna look like she grown. She gonna cook for you.
She's a full-grown woman now, honey.
Yeah. Yo, when she was standing next to Kendrick Lamar, they looked like they were part of, like, the...
Yeah, he looks so tiny.
Big sister program, and, like, she was showing him a night out in the town.
Yeah, like, oh, little feller, come on up here.
Where are you from?
Yeah, little feller.
Where are you from, little feller?
Yeah.
Well, moving on, Amber Rose has revealed her new cup size after her breast reduction surgery.
Ooh.
Okay, so here they are. Look how much smaller they are. So I really went down a lot. So I don't know if you guys know, but I was like a 36H. I was really, really big. And I think now I might actually just be a D cup, which is like really small for me.
When you get a breast reduction and your boobs are still big, you have some big boobs. Like, she looks fine. Like, if she did it and didn't say anything,
yeah,
I'd be like, oh, she's, you know, like working out.
She lost a little weight, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She don't look bad at all.
She sounded like Kim Kardashian to me, didn't she? She sounded exactly like Kim. Mm-hmm.
There might have been Kim here. We didn't know it.
They even look alike a little.
You.
They do. They
Everybody got the same eyes these days.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, at first I was like, what?
She's got them Snapchat eyes.
Moving on. It's official, honey. Queen Aretha Franklin is getting her own biopic, and now we know who's going to play her. Y'all guess who's going to play her?
What? Who?
Miss Jennifer Hudson, baby.
Oh. Hello. I was going to say her Fantasia.
Yes, honey.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Now, Jennifer performed, y'all, at Clive Davis' pre-Grammy party this weekend, and Clive revealed the big news when he introduced her. He said, quote, "When the biopic of the great Aretha Franklin is filmed next year, the artist anointed by Aretha herself to play her is the next performer. Aretha personally told me that last week."
Yeah, you know what? I knew that she had handpicked this woman. Because Aretha can be shady, baby.
Yeah, she
very shady.
I thought she wanted, like, Halle Berry to play.
Yes, she did. So I knew whoever this, if it was Jennifer, she called that girl and researched her and picked her.
But should you be happy because, like you said, she wanted honey Halle Berry first. You was a second thought.
Well, Halle Berry can't sing like that. So she probably wants to have Jennifer really give them vocals.
But she should have chose Cardi B.
Because
Cardi B is light skin. She wants to buy the light up, but then she chose Halle.
No, Halle
Jennifer's
light,
brown.
Right?
Jennifer's brown.
Yeah, Cardi B would put R-E-S-P-E-K-T on
her. Respect.
Respect.
All right, moving on. Celebrity Big Brother has been a big hit over in the UK for years now, and they're finally bringing it to the US of A.
Ooh, all right,
yes,
now.
Yes, honey. And last night during the Grammys, CBS announced the cast for season one.
Who is it, girl?
Look who's moving into the Big Brother house. TV personality Brandi Glanville, NBA champion Meta World Peace, Tony winner Marissa Jarrett Winoker, from Big Time Rush James Maslow, Miss Columbia 2015 Ariana Gutierrez, UFC legend Chuck Liddell, American Pie Shannon Elizabeth, TV host Ross Matthews, The Cosby Show's Keisha Knight Foley, Rockstar Mark McGrath, and have you heard? Omarosa.
No way.
Celebrity Big Brother starts CBS February 7th.
Ooh, that's gonna be good.
What a kid.
Yeah. That's an interesting hodgepodge of people.
Gary Omarosa is your friend. Have you talked to her?
I sure did. She called me, honey, and told me. She said that she's gonna be on the show.
She said it in an indirect way. So she wanted me to watch the Grammys last night, and she left a nice long message on my voicemail because I wasn't home at the time. So,
You still got that voicemail?
You need need to be talking to her earlier than that.
Yeah, I got it.
Wait, you think it's fake?
I don't know, man. His eyes cutting in too many different directions, man. I don't even know, man.
He's not gonna even be able to find it. Watch. He's still scrolling.
So she texts you to tell you to watch the Grammys.
No, here.
Hey, Gary, it's Omarosa. I have bad news for you. I'm not going to be able to do our yearly birthday brunch, but just know I am working on a show. It's the show I told you about, but you know the show, the Expect the Unexpected show. So I'm taping that. I'm not going to be able to do our brunch, but just know, love you. We'll catch up as soon as I'm done. And wish me luck, okay? Bye.
Okay.
Okay. You better come through with the receipts, honey. Let him know.
He's so happy he found that message.
You look real labored over there for a second as you're scrolling through the text.
Anyway, coming up, y'all. Now, you know, honey, we have to talk about the messiness on last night's episode of Real Housewives of Atlanta. Right, Portia? Stay tuned. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
hey.
Yes, honey. Last night on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy threw herself a party to celebrate her Essence cover. And actually, honey, invited Miss Portia.
Ooh. That was nice of her.
Yes. Who, despite being ignored by almost everybody, remained a lady. She remained a lady, honey.
Always, honey.
Yes, honey. Never remove your crown. But, baby, it's time to give Todd her peach. Because that speech that he gave about Candy was messy.
Thank you for inviting me. I definitely wanted to come and show you support. Because I'm really proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
Tonight, I'm not trying to set boundaries for Portia. I'll just put boundaries around me. And I don't want her to cross them.
What's up, everybody? First, I want to start off by thanking everybody for coming. This is a very beautiful crowd. I see Kim, Croy. I even see Portia. But you know what? That just shows what type of woman my wife is. She may not get along with you at a certain period or point, but she's not going to trip, and she's going to still do what she does.
Whoa. What happened?
I don't know.
How did y'all end up in this weird space to where she wants to put boundaries around herself to protect you from her? And
I mean, that's a long story. We've been going through that the whole season, you know. But I just was, for me, I accepted the invitation because, you know, if you're trying to get to a better place with somebody and they invite you somewhere, especially something special like this, I felt like I needed to go to show my support, you know, as an effort towards doing better in our relationship. And once I got there, I still kind of was like, okay, I knew it was going to be a little awkward. But then watching the show last night, I was like, this girl's so petty. Like, it was just like beyond pathetic, beyond classless. I thought it was ridiculous.
Well, you handled that like a Tibetan monk. You know what I'm saying? Like
what?
Like a Tibetan monk. Like, you know, you could tell you was feeling the awkwardness.
Very awkward.
But you didn't let it get to you.
But, you know, you was texting a lot, too. And then you were yawning.
Yeah, I wish I hadn't gone, I tell you that much. But you know, I looked at it, I was like, damn. And then, plus, I didn't know that she was giving the invitation begrudgingly. Like, oh, I'm going to invite her so she can see what winning looks like. Baby, you're not the only one getting blessed, honey. And I already thought that she thought she was better than me and better than other people. And now I see it. And that's not humble, sweetie. Check your attitude. I know exactly what winning looks like. This is it right here.
Oh,
ooh. Blessed and highly favored.
Shining, yeah.
All right, guys, it's time for It's the Damn Dude. This one goes out to our boy, Flavor Flav. While at a music industry convention in California over the weekend, somebody captured Flav tickling some ivories, which Flav Instagram, and it is impressive.
Cannot judge a book by its cover. Nobody would ever told me that this man with a big ass clock on him, a rapper, was gonna be able to play that piano like that.
Flavor Flav plays like a gang of different instruments.
Yeah. Wow.
drums, keys. Yeah. I think he can play guitar, too.
He's gifted.
I'm finna take piano lessons.
You finally gonna be Lil Richie. I can see
Lil
you
Richie.
Now. I'm over the big old pinky ring.
Coming up, Blue Ivy isn't the only kid stealing the show. We'll show you which football superstar's kids made the Pro Bowl worth watching. Next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Oh.
Hey. So the Pro Bowl took place this weekend down in Orlando for all the losers that aren't playing in the Super Bowl this upcoming weekend. Just kidding. New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees represented the NFC, but it was in his three boys, Baylen, Kalen, and Bowen, that really stole the show.
What has been the coolest part of the week so far for you?
Meeting Marshawn Lattimore, Antonio Brown, and Jarvis Landry.
This is exactly what you told me earlier. Hands to yourselves, guys. They fight constantly, right? But you guys are supposed to be working, bailing your ball boys. What kind of stuff are you doing?
We're helping with practice.
All right, we lost them. So we can see that the Breeze boys, who are supposed to be working, they're just kind of really out here goofing off, Drew. Is that okay? That's fine, right?
That's pretty much the way it is all the time, and he's about to get in big trouble for getting on the field. So here we go.
As a person with small children, this is an accurate portrayal of how small boys act. Like, all they do is fight.
Not even a moment's rest. They just didn't even stop.
And then the third one got into the mix when he realized that...
He went over there.
He was missing out.
Yeah, he went over there and hit that last one for messing up his interview.
Right.
Okay. Like, now, Brad, did you and your sister ever used to get into it?
Yeah, she used to whoop my ass all the time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What would y'all fight about?
Any and every little thing. Anything that I did wrong or whatever, she would always want to be big sister and be like, yeah, I told you not to do that. You know, I used to just be, like, scared of her all the time.
Mm. See, I couldn't ever picture you getting bullied.
Oh, then we grew up and we start beating up other people.
Joining forces.
Yeah, it became. She was a bad influence.
Nobody could beat you up.
Yes, she was a bad influence.
Okay, you guys, it's time for Dish Nation fan shout out. Now, this one goes out to Robin Martin out in California.
Hey, girl.
She tweeted, love Dish Nation. I don't miss an episode. Gary, Portia, and Brett, y'all keep me rolling. You guys are good for my soul. Turning 57 and having a real hard time with that. So I'll be watching and laughing to keep from crying.
Oh,
Robin. Gary, did you cry when you turned 57 40 years ago?
No, honey. I won't be turning 57. I still got what? 27
We trying to make Robin feel better. Be quiet.
Robin,
it's okay, girl. Ooh, head crack. Seems like she forgot your name.
That's okay. I'm a vampire and people over 55 don't see me anyway.
That's what it is.
I blame it on a cataract.
You're supposed to be making her feel bad.
It's all right, head crack.
All right, so before we head to break, have you gotten your dish gear yet? Why not? What's your problem?
Stop.
What are you into? We got shirts, we got bags, we got hoodies. Head over to dishnation.com/dishgear and do a little shopping. Mm-hmm. Go shopping.
Hey,
go shopping.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Go shopping.
Coming up after the break, Cardi B is talking about her vagina.
Vagina, Gary.
Oh, that what that is?
Yeah.
Her vagina.
He can't even say it straight.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Well, there is one more moment from the Grammys that we just love. We got to talk about it. This one wasn't actually at the awards. It was on the red carpet when Cardi B gave a very Cardi B interview to E! Entertainment.
Mm. How are you?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling nervous, overwhelmed, everything.
You feel it all right now.
I feel it all. Woo, butterfly in my stomach and vagina.
Is that a thing? Does that happen to y'all? Were you chilling?
I don't know. I've never heard that before. I've never been so excited that I was tingling in my vagina.
Butterflies in her stomach and in her vagina.
Uh-huh.
You know what? A lot of people say that's why she didn't win a Grammy.
Why?
Because, honey, they said some of the things she said. She needs media training. You don't say stuff like that on the red carpet. You being butterflies.
Gary, that's why we all love Cardi B, because she don't care about what she say. She hasn't had to have a filter thus far, and it's gotten her to where she's at right now.
But if I feel butterflies in my vagina, something ain't right down there. For me, okay?
You should probably get tested immediately.
For me, yes.
So, Portia, what does butterflies in
your vagina... Why are you asking me? I ain't the only one with a vagina.
Brad, what does that feel like?
Why don't you tell me, Gary?
You have one.
No, I have a vagina.
A vagina?
Ew.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.